you can have all the signs in the world out in Strandhill. We've seen it down through the years that when it reaches a certain temperature and the place is full of holidaymakers that wouldn't have the same local knowledge that we would, that people will go into the water. And it's not a swimming beach. You're talking about a water sports beach there with some of the most dangerous currents in the world. So it's the beach warden, it's, I suppose important to clear it, it's better than nothing. It's certainly better than nothing because that water is absolutely lethal out there. But at the end of the day, it's a short-term solution to the problem that exists out in Strandhill.
So what you're looking for is, I understand, a dedicated surf rescue team. What would that entail? Tell us more.
Well, yeah, I suppose, look, at the surfers have been voluntary lifesavers in Strandhill for the past number of years. They've pulled out hundreds of people from the water. It's not a situation where a beach ward, now a beach warden actually isn't allowed to enter the water, but even if there is a lifeguard there, these guys are trained in pools. Where what you need for lifesaving in a place like Strandhill is a dedicated surf rescue team. That, you know, you see it in other areas of the world. The RNLI run one down in Cornwall, and they're used to these waters, and that's what's needed there. Also, I think, look, we need a deterrent, and it's a matter I've raised before. If we need to provide an alternative safe swimming solution in Strandhill, and I do believe, and we're pushing at the moment for a feasibility study on the build of a tidal pool there. And I think that would tick an awful lot of boxes for the area. I know we're very close in terms of getting approval on funding for the rock armour protection. And it makes a lot of sense, while building work will be going on down there, to tie in a tidal pool as well, built into the rock armour, which again, it's, people are going to go into the water. We've seen that. And if we can just give them a safe place to bathe during the summer, and it would be great for locals as well as tourists alike.